16th, 1985, Taos, New Mexico, the first day of the Mandala Workshop. Good morning, Bartholomew.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I need to see your face, my friend.
This one is...
Do we put ourselves through the rigors of what we will put ourselves through? And there will be rigors for many of you. It is because the deep self wants to be heard and to be known in its entirety. Because the parts of the deep self that you have closed off through your fears, through the lifetimes of your incarnative patterns, are the parts of your being that give you the nourishment that you seek. For millennia, you have traveled looking to others for that which will nourish you, and you have died disappointed. But because you have not broken the illusion that the outer can give you what you seek, you return again and again to earthplane existence, this time in hopes of being nourished unto fulfillment. My friends, I would ask you to consider not dying this time with that illusion still grounded in your consciousness, because it will simply mean another lifetime. There's nothing wrong with lifetimes. It's just simply going to the same classroom over and over might become a bit tedious. So if you have any desires to have a vaster curriculum, then I would suggest that we become very serious about graduation. The only credential essential for graduation is the knowledge that you have within yourself, that place that enters into the source of all being, and that you can fall into it at any time to nourish yourself and to make yourself wise. There are two things that you are seeking. One is wisdom and one is compassion, and they both lie in the same place. The entrance is through the heart. I am not talking about the physical heart. I am not talking about anything that you understand at all. I am talking about the heart of the divine. Don't worry about the word. Just acknowledge that there is such a thing. In these 2 days, you will require yourself to bring out of the vastness of your storehouse those symbols that will begin to activate your expansion. Now, I want you to be very clear on how this works. You do not create the symbols of the psyche. They are already there. They have always been there because they come from the geometric world. Please follow this with your consciousness, even if your mind rebels. There is, on the higher level, what we would call the geometric perfection. It is out of that geometric perfection that this world, your separated consciousness, all of mind, all of material, all of earth consciousness and earth form has been projected. You are a part of that perfected geometric world. Now, many of you have touched upon that world, either in your meditations, when you have seen grids, when you have seen shapes that look triangular, rectangular, whatever it might be. Some of you in your drug experience have run right into that particular kind of world. It exists. It is that perfection out of which this has been projected. The symbols lie within the psyche. Now, what is the point of activating a symbol in your psyche? Once it is activated, you can rest assured. You can rest with the assurance that it will then begin to live your life with you. You do not have to do anything. You do not have to understand the symbol. You do not have to analyze the symbol. You do not have to dissect the symbol. All that you have to do is to uncover the symbol, and it will, of its own accord, begin its own life in your daily existence. Of yourself, you have never done anything. And you've never had to. Your responsibility is to go in and dig it out. For example, if you were to be told that there was an amazingly wonderful energy field right under the ground, and you began the search, and you dug, and you dug, and you revealed it, and its energy emerged into the consciousness of the earth, you will have made an analogy of what I am talking about. These symbols that you will unearth in these 2 days are the symbols that will help this globe at a time when it needs it. These symbols are not yours alone. They hold the power of compassion and understanding that this entire planet needs. You do not sit here for yourself alone. We are going to begin with the simplest of these geometric forms, and as the days continue, you will become more and more used to moving them around in your consciousness, changing the shape of the triangle so it does not appear to be a triangle any longer, but now appears to be something else. You will take the sphere and place them in different harmonious patterns, some large, some small, some absolutely infinite. You will take all of these, and as the days go by, you will uncover for yourself the deeper meanings of all of these symbols. I have asked all of you to bring a photographic representation of those in your life, either that you have difficulty with or who you simply love and would love to love deeper. Please have those available for this afternoon session. The symbols that we will present are the doorways. I would like for you, please, to envision yourself as a wondrous, vast, beautiful form. And I mean vast. I'm talking about the vastness of the skies. See yourself out there, vast. And see around you, in a wondrous circle, shimmering openings. That's all you need to know. Shimmering openings all around you. The job is for you to use your consciousness to open those doors. I am not talking about astral openings. Some of you have astral openings. That is not what I am talking about. I am talking about those openings that transcend even the high astral realm, because it's only when you pass that doorway that any truth ever enters your consciousness. Everything else is illusion and false, because it will die. You are accustomed to seeing and feeling yourself as small and limited, filled with pain and fear, hesitation, self-doubt, self-pity, judgment, resistance, resentment. That is a small projection of what you really are. That small, limited consciousness cannot open any door. So for you to open the doors, you have got to begin to connect with the vast part of your consciousness that can do anything. This first meditation is going to be difficult. I ask you, please, to do it anyway. Some of you are very soft. If you do not have a comfortable seat, you are disgruntled. If you do not have a comfortable bed, you complain. If you do not have a great deal of food to your specification, you are angry. If your drinks are not cold enough, you are unhappy. That kind of consciousness will never open any door. You have got to understand it, please. If the body wants to move, don't let it. Just sit with it. So please, if you will take the most comfortable or the most sturdy position that you can, It's only for 20 minutes, those of you that are in dismay. I'm starting out on the high watch. There is no one in this room, if he or she wishes to, cannot open at least one of those doorways. Some of you might even open more. You are seeking. A resting place within your being, where all is at perfect ease, where all is at perfect quiet, where peace is a reality and not a hope of a future time. There is a place within you where you are absolutely safe, have always been, and will always be. There are three basic shapes out of which all the others arise. There is the circle. There is the square. And there is the triangle. Out of these three, all else arises. I would ask you, please, now, each in your own way, to identify the one that your awareness feels most attracted to. When you have made this decision, please do not change it. The ego would be very happy to have you dance between the three and then begin to mix them up and put them one on top of the other. Do not allow this. Make your selection. Those of you that have doubts, just go to the remembrance of what do you do when you are on the telephone? What shape do you put on the paper as you listen to this boring voice going over and over in your ear? Is it a box? Is it a sphere? Is it rectangular? What do you draw as you unconsciously wait? When you have established it, I would like for you, as you sit quietly in your body, feeling the breath going in and out, please put your awareness now on the breath. In and out. I am not counting it, I'm just the rise and the fall of the breath. Breath rises and breath falls. Please locate it at the solar plexus area. Breath rises and breath falls. Those of you who feel very attracted to the hara center, the abdomen, please feel free to use that. These are the two centers I ask you to select from. And all that you do, please, and this is very important, is to see that shape, rather heavy, like a lead structure, just placed there. If you have taken the triangle, then of course you use the pyramid rather than the triangle, because we would like to see it in its vaster shape. If you take the square, then of course you see the square in its fullness of its dimension. If you have taken the circle, then of course it is the full sphere rather than just the one-sided circle. And I ask you to feel it as if there is a whatever shape is located either in your hara or in your chest, and it's as if it is a piece of lead. Do you understand? Does everyone understand? I want you to begin to feel it. I don't want you to think about yourself doing this. I want you to begin to do your best to feel this shape within the physical body. I know for some of you this is difficult. It is not impossible. Does everyone understand? And just keep awareness of the breath, rising and falling, and then please put this heaviness, pull your memory back to it again and again, and that is it. Now, is there anyone that has not been able to do that? Now, I want you please to see that vast self that I asked you to remind yourself of. High, vast, whole. Your head in the stars. Vast, vast. And this symbol, I want you to feel yourself, please, vast. Extend way up. And the symbol, now, same symbol, immense, just like you, within the center. And this is an important thing. As you are there in this vastness, with this, sense, please, its color. Don't make it up in your mind. Just get yourself very, very vast. Allow yourself to begin to flow out into the skies, past all of this, way out. Forget the earth. Just out. Way out. And the symbol moves larger and larger and larger with you as you go. And way out in the vaults of heaven, as you are there, it begins to take on a soft and gentle color. Just be aware of this color. Stay out there. And the breath now continues, but instead of the breath, it begins to be the heartbeat. Just feel this vast, vast being. And its heart is beating. Throbs. Listen to your own heart. Just get very vast and move into your heart beating. Just feel the heart. Vast. Immense. Now, this is the hard part because you're going to have to move. All of our work will be done at the building because you need space. I want you now, each one, to get up, to put on your shoes, and to walk with slow deliberation up to the school building and find a place to stay. Now please understand what I mean when I say slow deliberation. There is in the vault of heaven a shape, a real, alive shape, because you have placed it there. It is as real as this body that walks under it. In reality, it is more real. What you must do, please, is as you walk, see that immense shape high up, and you are simply walking along the ground below it. But keep the awareness of it up there. Make it as large as you need to. Find a place to sit there, and we'll go into the second phase. And please keep your eyes closed and listen. One of the hardest things that mankind has to understand is that you are not what you believe yourself to be. You have incarnated so many lifetimes that you are utterly convinced with a great part of your conscious self that you are as you perceive yourself to be. As long as that is a truth in your consciousness, you will not be happy. Because that limited being lives in a vulnerable world. What you began this morning, in some of your minds, you are saying, this is silly. If you keep that illusion that it is silly, then you will have to find another way to enter the vastness of your being. This is an easier way, and I suggest that you give yourself 2 days to prove the truth or disprove. We're going to hand out a piece of paper to you. On that paper, you will please put first, at the very top of the sheet, the very top of the sheet, whatever shape it was that you felt connected with. When you have done that, we will hand you some rulers, and you will draw, coming from that shape, down to a point in the lower range of the paper, 2 direct lines. Now, the last part of this, you will have to discover right now. You have a shape. You are not aware of the shape. Some of you will say this, that, because you have seen pictures. I'm asking you to put aside all pictures. All pictures that say this is you are a lie, because you are a combination of 3 basic shapes. There is that divine part of you that you have connected with. And there is the shape that you experience yourself as you walk on the earth plane. You are not aware of it, but you do. You experience yourself in a certain way. So now, please, in the next few moments, try as best you can to get a sense of that. If it is the same as the other, don't worry about it. Whatever comes up, that is it. And so please, at the bottom of those 2 directed lines, put the shape that you experience yourself to be. Now, it is important, please, that you understand that you feel yourself predominantly a certain color. I do not mean always. Predominantly, you are a certain color. Don't let your mind take you into realms of conjecture. Just simply find out what it is. So after we have passed out the sheets, we'll have the quiet time, identify that, and then simply reproduce it. Does anybody have any questions? Now, why bother? Because the way the physical mechanism of mankind is constructed, you learn when you create outside of the body. You learn by observation. You always have and you always will. So when you take these out and put them on a sheet through writing, through drawing, through whatever it might be, you perceive it with more power because now it is alive. It is something that has come out of you and it is before you. And this is the first phase of our work. And so for the last bit of instruction for this particular drawing, if all of you will glance with care at what is before you, will realize that you have, with or without consciousness, left much of the area or some of the area open to what you would call space. Since space is never as it seems, since it is never an empty place, then please understand this. If it is within you to have the desire to have something to which you can turn, to rest in, to be nurtured by, to be covered by, to be surrounded and upheld by, then I ask you, please, to dwell within your consciousness of whatever color it is that gives you the feeling of all those things that you seek, the compassion, the safety, the sweetness of knowing, of unending, continual love, and place in what you would call space that color. And in the moments between now and the time that you come into full consciousness of your real being, when you find yourself in a state of loneliness, in a state of need, in a state of want,
Instead of going to the mind to conjure up an image for you, I ask you simply to drift carefully and sweetly and rest in the awareness of that color. This is an instant opening to that which will embrace you and never leave you. It is as real, in fact, far more real than the things that you call real in your world of material creativeness. So then, realizing that the psyche excites itself by observation, I would ask that we each just quietly stand up one by one and just hold the drawing up. I wish no comment, please. This is an intuitive process. The mouth and the lips flapping are endless. We do not need more lips flapping. What we need are more hearts opening. So if we could just hold it up. If you do not wish to, just simply indicate this. You do not have to at any time put yourself in a position of having to do something that you do not want. This is not a classroom. This is a sharing. So if you do not wish it, just simply do thus. But if you don't mind, I think, because, understand, it is a group consciousness at work here. And so some of the symbols that arise over here will be reflected over there and will reflect back in a different way, in a different form, different content. It isn't that you copy. What you do is get in and revitalize other parts of your psyche by observation of others. So if we could stop, please.
I did too.
If you have looked well, then you will understand that what we are experiencing here is not a child's game, but a reality. If you have noticed well, you will notice the repetitive patterns. You will have seen again and again, reflected from others, those things that you spontaneously found in your own consciousness, without thought exchange, without any kind of patterning of the mind. We are undertaking a real journey. There is nothing false about it. If you are a skeptic, so be it. Simply leave your skepticism outside as you leave your ego at the sweat lodge and walk in prepared to be taught by your own inner teacher. There is no other teacher worthy to teach you. Now, the next one will be a little different, and it will perhaps involve some tears, some rage, some whatever might come up. That's so be it. Because the next one is the attempt to connect what you have now done, which is the vast one power, which brought down to the earth plane the projection of your own small self as it moves about the earth plane. The area of consciousness within the physical body itself that causes most of you the greatest stress is the area of the heart. In other words, not so much the heart of love, of divine compassion, but that part of the heart which reflects the pain and anguish that you believe to be true of the separated self. You believe yourselves to be separated and therefore need things outside of yourself from others. In that process of not getting what you want, which if you will be honest, you never have, and perhaps you never will, instead of making do and being appreciative of what you do have, most of the time you spend a lot of time sucking your thumb and wanting the things that you aren't getting. So today we are going to allow the child in all of you to rage and to state very clearly what it is that your heart didn't get and who it didn't get it from and what you want to say to that person who didn't give it to you. And to get it out and to get it done with so that no longer do you have to go through the dreary projection of making other people hear the lamentations of a child. That is done and finished. You didn't get it and you aren't going to get it. And if you would wake up to that reality, then you will quit going down the same little road looking for the same piece of cheese that has long since deteriorated and self-destructed. It isn't there and you aren't going to find it. This is not the labyrinth that has the golden gate at the end of the trail. It is an endless, repetitive pattern. And I ask you to be mature consciousness, and I acknowledge that this game of life was not set up to be won in that way. You have been hurt. Every one of you in this room has been hurt. At the same time, you have hurt others. He who has done nothing cast the first stone. Therefore, in order to hear the heartbeat that constantly sounds in your ears, let us put to sleep and cast away all of those dreams, the dreams of what you wanted, of what you dreamt that you needed. Because you see, my friends, you don't need it. You do not need those things to make your life dynamic, alive, exciting, peace-filled. What you need is a constant connection with that which we have just begun. But in order to do this, we have to, if I could put it in the vulgar, to clean out the tubes. Because the tubes that go between you and it are cluttered with these images, these wishes, these unfulfilled desires. And do you know, my friends, the joke of it is, if I could somehow, or you could somehow, recreate your infancy and plop you in the hands of your mother and have her love and adore you, after 24 hours you'd say, ho-hum, what else is new? It isn't so important. Or if you could finally have your father look upon you and say, you are the most wondrous consciousness I have ever seen, you'd say, thank you. May I have 25 cents, please, to go to the store? You see, because you didn't get it, you have put your awareness on it and have forgotten what you had. The things that the infants have forgotten is around the cribs, constantly alive and well, was a pulsating awareness that drifted in and out consciously, innervating all of your centers, keeping you alive, making you feel safe, carrying you to other layers of consciousness month after month after month, until finally the journey's closed down. And now is the time to claim the remembrance and to drop it. So here then is this exercise. And in order to do this first, could we pass out the paper? We're going to start big. So if we could have the largest sheet, please. So first then, please place the pictures of those persons that fall into two categories around you so that you can see them with ease. The first category, those persons who you know you have unfinished, difficult business with. Please put those on the left side of your circle. On the left side of your circle.
What if I have one picture?
Then put it wherever it feels comfortable. Now, obviously, some of these are going to fall into the same category on either side. The other side is those people who you feel in a deep state of love and caring for, but wish to deepen that state. And they go on the right. My friends, let's be very frank. This is going to be difficult. For some of you, much more difficult than others. I ask you, if you are not in a state of anxiety, if you have come to a state of centeredness, then please just stay centered and open and allowing. It is an emotional experience of the deepest kind to finally decide to let go a bond that is a negative bond. Because some of you, my friends, are afraid that the only bond that you have at all is a negative one. And to let that bond go means that there is nothing between you at all. This is not the truth. You can never bond with anyone just on a negative pole. It is not possible. The thing that bonds anyone, ever, is the heart. Always the heart. The heart does the bonding and the mind does the separating. If you have difficulty with someone, it is because you are bonded to them in your heart somewhere, in the truest and clearest and most wondrously warm way. The difficulty is that you have fallen on the ego grid and are being burnt by the power of that grid. In order to drop through the mechanism of the grid and into the depth of the cool of the heart of compassion, we have to work our way through the grid. We have to work you loose from the places that you have placed yourself over that grid and allow you simply to drop. So at the bottom of your circle now, without any thought at all, I want you to pick up, please, the deepest blue color that you have. This shape, this whole shape here, you see it? Please draw it. You don't have to make this middle line. Just this line here. Please make it now. And with the purple and the blue, please, color in the whole depth of that. The purple and the blue together. Take it for your purple and your blue colors together and color that shape in. As you look at this drawing, you can see clearly that if there was a grid in the upper part of this shape, anything that fell through the grid would fall into the blue and the purple. Please select now 4 major people from either side of the board, at least 4. Those of you that only have 1 picture, that's all right. 2 pictures, whatever. In your mind, select 4 people, the most important 4 people of your selection. Now, please pay attention because this is crucial. Yes. From either side of the board. Now, put those 4 pictures in front of you, or if you don't have the picture, the 4 people in your consciousness. And look at the shape that is remaining on the page. And assess deeply within yourself what portion of that available space does that person really occupy? Really. Not how difficult is it now with that person, but how much of that available space do they really, in depth, all the way down from the time of your first conception till this moment, do they really occupy? The mind has deceived some of you. Do you understand what I'm asking for? You have to assess, not necessarily who is the biggest problem, but which one of these, for example, of all of these 4 people, which of these 4 do you really feel at this moment? From this moment to all the way when you began, what is the most important one of those? Place it there. Give it the biggest shape. And then the next, and the next, and the next. So that you have 4 divisions. You can do it any way you want. You can make it any shape you want. You can do anything you want about it. But please divide this circle now into 4 parts. I'm going to put the music on, please. At least I'm asking Franklin to do so, because this is, don't do this part lightly. Go through it again and again, because this is where you have been caught. Some of you are caught in illusory problems that are no longer really activated in your consciousness, but you have forgotten that they are not. And when you go inside and look, you'll realize, no, it is not a problem person. It is not. It is very little. That is not the issue. And so make it small. Do you understand what I'm asking for? Let the music move through you. Do what you need to do. Take your time. And then put, if you want to just put a grid of 4 waffle patterns, fine. If you want to do pie shapes, fine. If you want to do curves, and fine. Whatever pleases you. You want to do snakes, if you want to do, I don't care. But just make sure that you can visually see at a moment which one of those is the largest part of your heart. The largest part of your heart. Which one of those 4 occupies the largest part of your heart? Do you understand what I'm asking? Some of this will be a surprise to some of you. Go ahead, please.
Take over.
To prove to yourself that all of this business that we have been doing has a reality, that it can make a shift in your energy field. So I ask you now to take up the picture of the person that you are having the most trouble with, please, and place it in the center of your mandala. For those of you that are embarrassed, don't do it. You know, turn it face upside down. You can do it like this, then nobody needs to know who it is, you know. Don't have to worry. Or the person that you'd like to get the closest to. But I think, actually, no, please, no, no. Now let's take the problem first. That one. And if you don't want to put a picture, just put their consciousness there. Just project that there. Now this is important. Are they at the center of your mandala? Either visually or actually with the picture there. Now. I want you to take your gaze and place it on the picture. But I want this, please, to be a soft gaze. Not a staring intensity, a soft, gentle gaze. Almost as if the whole page is sort of soft. The way that this is done, as you gaze softly at it, and eventually you will begin to see, just because of the visual techniques of the eye, things begin to lighten, things change. Keep looking at it softly. You see, this is the mandalas have been used from the time man figured out how to put things down on something. And they found that they were doorways, that the eyes were doorways, if properly used. So they learned that if you could softly gaze, that things began to happen, things began to change. What you will experience is the mandala itself will begin to shift and move, the lights will begin to, it'll begin to pulsate in and out, light will take up a rim, all of these things. Please just very sweetly and gently allow this to happen. Just stay with it. Just stay with it. If it becomes too intense, that is, if your eyes begin to hurt, just close them, but then please open them again very softly and gently. Then, as we do this moment after moment, you're going to begin to experience different things about that picture. And I asked you, if you become emotional, do not allow the emotion to take over. Stay centered. Stay still. Just acknowledge the feelings as they come up. Keep your gaze centered. Do not, you see, the emotional body would like to take you and move you back into the old pattern, but you do not want to go into the old pattern. What you want to do is to move out and through and in and beyond. Not taking this person and throwing them out of your life, but to move through this into what lies beyond it. So this is the doorway. When you come to your self-realization, it is your problem people whose feet you will honor, because it is they who have forced you to the limits and begged you to find God in order to free yourself from your pain. So with all honor in your heart, just Use this picture as a doorway. Acknowledge the emotions. If the tears come, but don't sob. No, just hold firm, acknowledging all of the things, and then let the mandala take you where it needs to take you. Is everybody clear? All right, then, let's begin. Good morning, my friend. I'm pleased to see you.
All right, it's an area that I would like to work on.
All right, let's talk about it.
I felt the need to put myself beneath it. I thought I would be striving to come out and engulf all of the negativity to let you know. It was very difficult and painful to draw the black in. It is there, and it hurts just to put it in. But I hope. How do I transform it? Like, for example, the yellow I chose that to represent me. How do I make it all?
I'm pleased with the question. Is there anyone who can relate to this question? I think it is the question, my friend, that all would come to ask, which is, do you identify this as someone?
Yes.
Is it a living or dead?
Yes, living.
I would like to ask for a raise. How many of you had less trouble with your parents than you thought you were going to have? Good. All right, now. Alive pain. Pain that is alive in the moment. That is represented by someone who is in body form on the earth plane, still alive and still generating energy, takes more than a short exercise to break. And I would like to explain why. For anyone to represent that amount of space in your psyche, is for this person to have been very, very strong in relationship to you and very, very important. It doesn't matter how short the time. It just indicates that the impact of one psyche upon another was intense. It's as if two fireballs come through the heavens and collide, and the resulting fallout is a great deal greater than two very gentle forms who simply pass and create a bit of a disturbance in the patterns. You see, we are talking about a tremendous impact. Now, what I hope some of you understood is that some of your parents were simply pieces of energy that moved past you and disturbed you a bit. You know, the tidal pool went this way and that way, but it didn't engulf and it didn't stay and it didn't impress. And that's information you need to know. Everyone needs to know where their unfinished material lies. Otherwise, you cannot take care of it. So here, how then, please understand that since you are both still in body form, still taking form on the same ball of consciousness, which is the earth, you're going to keep interacting even if you don't see this person. The energy vortexes, unless you do something about it, are going to continue to play their energies back and forth between the two. You see? It has to be. Because you have made an opening. When anyone has that amount of an impact on you, you have let them in.
You have let them into your particular private world. And then they just keep ricocheting around off the walls of the heart over and over again. So how then to stop the ricochet pattern, which is, I think, the question. I mean this with all the sincerity that I can say to you. You are going to have to work, those of you, and there are others in this room who have the same kind of situation, you are going to have to work every day with the picture of this person, every day, until one day, when you look at it, you see clearly what I would call the God self within that picture. You're just going to have to do it day after day after day. Now, the process is simple. You do what we have done. You look at the picture intensely, and then you pick up your notebook and you allow yourself to say all of the things that you were never allowed to say, that you never had the courage to say, that you never thought were appropriate to say. You see, the wellspring of all of this has got to start flowing out. But you see, my friend, it is an open situation. Do you see? There's a lot of way out. You haven't boxed it in so that there's no way out. There's a lot of way out of this. Does everybody understand? This is not an enclosed situation. Therefore, it can move. But in order to do it, my friend, it has to have the intensity of the decision. I am willing to release, forgive and release, forgive and release. And day after day after day, when you work with this picture, day after day, then one day, one of two things is going to happen. You're going to say, I'm bored with this. And I'm really bored with letting this person take up so much of my consciousness and so much of my time and so much of my energy. It's a humbug. I'm done. And then that's it, which is one way. And the second way is to really get to one moment when you look at it, something happens in the heart center. It just has a little motion. Something moves in the heart center. And it's not that old pain. You know that pain? The terrible pain in the heart when it feels constricted and it's closing and it's pain, it's crying, that pain in the heart. When it's not that, it's a different feeling. The heart begins to, something else has happened. It seems to open. So one of these two things come about. But my friend, the reason that you have to do it day after day is you are giving the directive back to the deep part of you, all of the rest of the part of you. The directive goes back, it is time to forgive and release. You see, you are the guardian of the threshold, always. And your conscious mind is the greatest help that you have. It is that which gets you to God, which we'll find out in later mandalas, because aren't you glad we're not going to continue to work with these? We're going to go to some other things that represent a little more fun in our lives than this. So, but we have to do this homework first. All right, so when we come to the God self, then you will fly. All right, but understand, my friend, the bond still exists because on your side there is unfinished business, meaning there are things that you want to say that you haven't said, there are feelings that you want to get out of you that you haven't allowed yourself to, and instead of going directly to the person, which I don't recommend, let us do it in absentia and not create more of the same. You see, we go to the person, start yelling, screaming, banging, and then again we have a wonderful new situation now to deal with. So by just acknowledging that the photographic copy is the doorway to who they are, then by working on it, by the intention, it is the intention to release them because you want to, not because of them, but because it's a humbug for you, because it's a pain for you, sets the stage. Now, you do not release people until you have, please, everybody who has any trouble with any human being, you do not release anyone until you have said all you have to say. The frustration comes because you haven't said all of the things that you wanted to say. Either they did this outrageous thing of dying before you got a chance to do it. You know, many of your parents died before you had a chance to really let them have it. Or they had the nerve to die when you were very small and didn't know that you were going to be so angry. You know, all kinds of things happen. Or they remove themselves from your life and just move into somewhere, into this great earth plane, and you don't know where they are, and the strands are lost. So there's this sense inside of wanting to balance the scales, wanting to get things into balance so that they can be forgotten. Things do not go into abstraction without balance, and you can bring the conscious balance by willing yourself to continually, day by day, until it is done, until you are sick to death of this person, to let it out of your life. If this person is still active in your life, is it still in relationship to you? How often?
It's my family.
How often do you have to go?
Daily.
Daily? All right. That's harder. Does it have to be daily? Do you live with them? No.
Yes.
You live near them, don't you? I see that lots of you. Lots.
Yes.
Lots. Had you thought of moving?
Yes. What I've done, I guess I've taken my privacy, which meant this is mine. You can't touch that. And I come out when I feel ready for me to come out. Yet still, even though in my own privacy, I feel the concern, the worry, the connectedness, and the sensitivity.
And the what, please?
The sensitivity.
Yes.
Okay. It is part of my homework.
Yes.
To release them.
Yes.
And at the same time, release me.
Yes.
And it's okay.
My friend, it is your choice to stay in their physical presence. This is a choice you want to make?
No.
Is there any part of your consciousness that would like to separate further in the physical, move further away?
Yes, I'm beginning to feel that more.
Mm-hmm. All right, my friend, I'll be very frank. Think about experimenting with separating physically from them. Even if it's just for a while, for weeks, whatever it might be, do you ever allow yourself vacations?
Well, this is one.
Yes, and are you going to continue and be gone longer?
Yes.
Good. Now, please, my friend, pay attention to how you feel when you are not in their presence. How does your energy feel when you're not there?
Good.
Right.
Calm.
Yes. Now.
I consider relocating myself to Phoenix, Arizona. Is it to my advantage? Is it to my benefit?
I would never answer, be so outrageous as to say that I would know what would be best for you, but I will tell you this. It is my absolute conviction that much of this is dampening your sense of self, your sense of your own beauty, your sense of your own wonder, your sense of your own loveliness and your own power. This kind of oppressive and tight and convoluted family situation, in the end, in my experience of earth plane life, is best served when you move yourself out of it, begin a life without them, and then watch how you feel. If you begin to feel, you know, you can always move back. You know, it's not the end to get up and leave. If you are asking me, do I see any benefit for you to get out of their orbit, I would say absolutely. Go to Phoenix, go to Mars, go to Neptune. I don't care where you go. But I will tell you that this will begin to break up if you do not have to be in the constancy. Please understand, my friends, these patterns, when you have to inundate yourself in them day after day after day, when they are not in the same desire to enlighten it, it is almost impossible. Do you understand? If you have an enlightened family that says, look, we have a problem, let's sit down and take care of this. That's one thing. But that is not what we have. So we have one person trying to open the windows, let the light pour in, and everybody's closing the windows. Now, come on, let's close this window. So down it goes. That kind of thing, my friend, isn't beneficial for you. I really feel that so much of your energy, do you understand? It's dampened down. Look at the color tone. Look, that color, it's a dampened down. It's as if, you know, the pink that lies beyond that is amazingly empowered. Do you understand? But what's the overlay of the gray? You see, it's as if the sun starts to come out and then the clouds overlay it. And then the golden wonder of the orange and the yellow starts to come out and then the gray overlays it. It's this constancy. My friend, you are not responsible for your family. I repeat, you are not responsible for your family. You can help them from Phoenix, Arizona, or from China, or wherever else, with a great deal more humor and wonder and release. Now, I'll tell you something else. There are certain members of this family who would also like to break loose. They don't know it. If you were gone and bring about the diagram of what happens when one gets out of this, then you will give courage to others. Do you understand my meaning? Yes. And they will say, ah, I see, there is one that has done it, and look what's happened, it looks good to me, and maybe they will go and do whatever they need to do. My friend, nothing can be gained by staying in this kind of grayness. I would ask you deeply to follow your own sense of conviction. If you feel that Phoenix, Arizona is a good place for you, and as I look at you, I see no reason why that would not be a good place for you. In fact, I see some very positive reasons why you might consider Phoenix, Arizona. Absolutely. Please break out, my friend. You know, we've spoken before. And we spoke about this before. Inside of you. Please, give yourself the opportunity to feel what it feels like to breathe without gray restriction. Do you understand? How complicated will it be to move?
Well, I feel I'm halfway there.
Ah. My friend, you do not love them less because you leave them. You do not love people less because you do not stay in the grayness. What you do is break out of the grayness, show the way to the sun, and others say, I will follow, because that looks more enlivened out there. It's time, my friend. It's truly time. Because you see, the other parts of your life, if I might be frank, are still also, not very exciting. Is that
work?
Yes, work. But you can work other places. Think about it deeply, my friend. You do not abandon anyone by leaving, truly. You can do the work of loving them from wherever you are with much greater grace and beauty and power than you can staying in an environment that doesn't have any way out. You understand so much more from a distance. Do you understand?
Yes.
It is as if you cannot see because the mosaic is right under your nose, but when you fly away, then the whole mosaic opens in some kind of wondrous understanding, and you understand the interplay of the drama so much better from the distance. And from that point, it can do some good. I'm glad to have seen you. Anyone else brave?
I don't know which one I most want to ask about, this on the left or the one on the top, and I would ask that if you have a preference.
Well, what I see is a very present concern in your life, somewhere, a very present.
This is this week only. This is over within 7 days, and all I have to do is get through these 7 days.
I understand. And this is a longer-term situation. Well, the way I feel about the 7 days is, do you see the way the four arrows, could you show it over there also? So, do you see the way the four arrows are all pointing toward the center? Do you know what that kind of action means? It points, the energy goes in. The arrow. How many of you had arrows? Arrows are always representative of how the energy is going. You know, that's the way the mind's, you know, visualizes energy in motion through arrows. And what this happens, of course, is it's all going into the middle, and the wonderful thing is going to blow it out the other side, so we don't have to worry about that. I really wouldn't worry about this.
Okay.
I see it's intense. I see it's difficult. I see it's emotionally battering, whatever it is. I see it very, very definitely as a trauma. But I also realize that it's the motivation was good. Whatever this is, it's not my business, but the motivation was good, and go through with it, and come out the other end, and take a vacation. All right, now,
okay.
But this one, it's a little different.
Yeah, this is my mother.
Mm.
And I didn't realize there was that much in there. I mean, I've been working on this for a long time.
I know you have.
I'm really disappointed in myself, as a matter of fact, that I haven't gotten any further. And that I'm really holding such feelings of...
Of what?
Well, anger and yuckiness. I mean, I just feel like, oh, God, lady, you make me sick, and I can't believe how much I feel anger toward her. And I really would like to understand, well, what's she showing up for? I mean, like, she must be getting something out of this. And I'm getting something out of this, and it just seems like a pattern. I understand, this is my sister on the right, I have an understanding of that a little more, how we both showed up and what we did for each other, but with my mother, she just keeps picking on me, and I just don't see what there is there for her to do, for me to do.
How often does she pick on you?
Only when I... am in communication with her.
Which is how often?
annually, semi-annually. She'd like it to be more frequent. You know, I stay away a whole lot. And I moved away in 65 and then again in 76. And I just keep moving away, but then there's those annual visits and things. So, and phone calls. It just doesn't seem to me any reason why I should still act toward her the way I do and feel defensive and not loving.
Well, I would hate to disagree with you because it's your life, but I do see that there is reason. I would like to explain. All right, I'm sorry to go into all this in such detail, but those of you who it fits, please pick it up. Understand, relationships that outpicture like this are not one way. They're always two way. And once again, this person is still in body form on this earth plane, just as the lovely lady's family. All right, now, this means that whenever she sends a thought through the airwaves, look at this, isn't it wonderful? Whoa, 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 whoa. Because you see, she's not happy with you, my friend. You know, she had a certain preconceived idea of how her daughter would manifest, and since you have not followed the prescribed rituals, she is very angry. So a lot of this is her anger. Anger at you because you haven't been like you were supposed to be, and you're a naughty girl, and you should have known better, and this, and this, and this. All right, now, so whenever she thinks of you, and, you know, mothers have a propensity to think about their children, probably most every day, most mothers. This kind of thought keeps coming through the earth and comes to you. So I would like to give you, if you want it, a protection.
Yeah.
Now, I want to make clear what I'm talking about. There's nothing terrible and awful about this woman. It is simply that you two came together, and she has to learn, if possible, her side. You ask why you come together. Why does she show up, in your words? Because she needs to learn about dropping judgment and just getting to the heart level and feeling the beauty of who you are without going to her mind and making the mental judgments. And that stands for a lot of the parents in this room. I don't mean the people who are parents, but the parents, a lot of the people in this room who have parents. Have I said that correctly? What I'm trying to say is a lot of the parents of this group are not happy with this group for a lot of reasons. And they have made it known in one way or another through the years and will probably continue until they either drop judgment or die. And that is entirely up to them, which one of the two ways they do it. But it is an essential understanding to realize that what her lesson is, or any parent who is in any state of judgment, is to learn to stop going to the mental, emotional plane and go to the plane of the feeling tone between between mother and child or father and child, and connecting on that plane and saying, I do not care what it looks like on the outside, inside it feels like this. And I know the deep wonder and beauty of this, which is part of me and I am part of it. You see, you cannot transcend the fact that those are true. So, however, it is not pleasant, because it confuses you, to continually have this kind of bombardment coming. And I do want you to know that she thinks about you a lot.
She does. She's not finished with me yet.
No, but you see, she doesn't. Yeah. We don't need to worry about her. Now, what I would like to suggest for you is something very simple. Since you do not live with her, since you can create any kind of an environment that you wish to, what I think would be very helpful is for us to, and I know this sounds like magic, and it really isn't, it's just a matter of understanding energy. Without seeming crude, I think we should plug up the communication on the ego level, so that all the only communication that's allowed then between the two of you is on the soul level. Do you understand? Mm-hmm. That's not hard to do. Believe me, that's not hard to do. So this is what I would suggest. Any of you who are having any kind of difficulty with anyone who you really would like to continue to care about on some deep level, but want to plug up the karmic flow back and forth, this is what I would suggest. Every day, without fail, at the beginning of the day, or in the end of the day, to sit quietly and visualize this person seated. Have them be seated, and you're sitting across from them, and they're seated there. Are some of you listening? I hope some of you are listening who have the same problem. Now, as you see this person, what I want you please to do is to just keep looking at them until they're nothing but a golden egg. It's very easy to do. You know, especially if you're in a hurry. You'll get very good at it if you're in a hurry. And you just look at the person very carefully. And then all of a sudden in your mind, they just become this golden egg with like it's kind of hollow inside. All right? But it's all golden. It's alive and it's spinning. No, but it's an egg. And she's not there. Now, around this egg is all this wonder. And please allow all of that. You know, it sparkles and it's golden and it's alive and it's beautiful and it's radiant and it's undulating and it's alive and it's dynamic and it's creative and it's wonderful. But in the middle is this egg. And the egg is simply still. Now, do you understand what happens? This is not magic. It's simple. All you do by this simple exercise is plug up all of yours and theirs both. You know, my dear, when it goes both ways. So this plugs it up from both sides, coming and going, but it allows all the other wonder, which is the love, which is the, there's always love between people. I don't care what the situation, because your nature is love. Everyone's nature is love, therefore it has to be that way. And then just allow all of that to continue. Do you understand? Mm-hmm. You do it day after day after day after day, and soon you will begin to find it manifesting in your life. In fact, you might even have a wonderful experience of having a phone call that doesn't end in grumpiness or something like this. You know, keep watching for it to manifest on the. I do not believe that anyone should believe anything that anyone says unless it works when you try it. And if it doesn't work when you try it, then you write me a letter and say, you are full of hot air and I don't think we should listen to you anymore. But if you can do this with your regimented, you know, abilities, do it day after day after day, you're going to find, from my experience, that that little artery is plugged off, but this whole other wonder, because you see, you don't want to knock them out of your life. You don't want to plug people out of your life, because then there's a hole in your consciousness, because there's only one. But you want to stop the pain, and you want to stop the remembrance of the anger and the sadness and the loss of hope. You see, everyone comes in hope-filled, dreams. You all come in with dreams, and many of the dreams die. And that's all right, but we don't want the love to die. So you have to keep alive the consciousness of how to keep the egg golden and radiant and still, but the rest of it just alive so that you're never cut off. You see, there's only one. And if you ignite that part of your consciousness and hers that remembers that, she'll find herself one day sitting there going, my goodness, I'm having this wonderful thought about my daughter. Oh, my goodness, what's wrong? I must be sick. Must have been what I ate. You know, whatever. I don't know. I'm trying to make it leg. But the fact remains that this is a definite way out. But it's got to be done every day until when she comes into your consciousness, you feel nothing. I don't mean they don't feel anything, that you don't feel the same kind of feeling. All right?
Thank you.
And the other thing is, don't ever berate yourself for not going home more often. It's no good, you know, getting all of the karmic rings going again and all of the fire starts to blaze again. Because, you see, the relationship is not on the ego level. She didn't come to teach your ego and you to teach hers. You both came to use each other to find out something greater than what your egos have to say to each other. I will tell you frankly, and I say it to many of you will never get your egos to blend with the people that you're fighting with. The egos are not where the blending comes. You've got to drop that and move to the vastness around it, and then you can truly blend. It's no good trying to get the egos to match. I don't care if it's your mother, your father, your child, your brother, your sister. I don't care what it is. Egos do not have to match. Love always matches. It can't miss. And don't worry about this.
Just go through it.
Just do it. Just go through it and out the other side.
Okay. All right. And surround myself with my protective collar.
Absolutely.
While I'm there.
Absolutely. And don't be worried. Please don't be worried.
That doesn't serve me to worry ahead of time.
I don't think there's need to worry too much.
Thank you.
Just earth plane trivia.
Great. That's a good one.
I was confused. You used the terminology plus, but you did. You see the golden egg.
Yes.
And
right. And that, the golden egg then is the plug.
Oh,
you see, what happens is that the center of this itself, when you take the person's form and put it into a golden shape, it'll stay still. It will stay still, and all the area around it will start to swirl. Do you see this? Uh-huh. So what happens then is that all of that wondrous space, vastness, continues to blend with you, which is what you want. But that the golden plug, isn't that a wonderful word? Let's use it. The golden egg plug just stays there carefully in place. Because you see, you are joined. You know, all these funny little things happen to be true. For example, many of you have seen pictures of how you were joined, and you're joined through cords. They happen to be true. They're energy bands. They're all true. Now, the difficulty is that some of those energy bands are ego bands rather than the kind of thing that you're looking for. So if you keep relating through that ego band day after day, then all you're doing is just taking her refuse and putting into you, and you're taking yours and putting into her, him, or whatever it might be. And that's not helpful. So when you just simply acknowledge that is there, it will stay still. It will truly stay still. And then just allow the other to break out. You can't miss, because you see it's real. The connections from body to body are on the ego level, but from soul to soul are all around you. Are all around you. And they are so much more vast than the limited connection of body to body. That's why the light always defeats the darkness, because there is so much more light than there will ever be darkness. And that is my promise. You never need worry about that.